This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It would be fair to say pro-farming groups are not at all happy with Attorney General Bob Ferguson's response after they ask him to enforce state campaign laws violated by those planning, funding, and managing what's upstream.
We received a letter from Attorney General Ferguson explaining his reasons for declining to enforce. And I will tell you that it is very bizarre. The contortions that this Attorney General is going through as it relates to the law to avoid prosecuting his friends, because they are his friends. The tribes are among the largest contributors to his political campaigns, and Strategies 360, the PR firm in Seattle that, you know, put the campaign together on behalf of the Swinomish tribe, has also contributed the maximum allowed to his campaign.
Safe Family Farming President Gerald Barron says they admittedly put Ferguson in an awkward position.
So we put Mr. Ferguson in the difficult position of asking him to enforce the law against his friends, and he declined to do so. Now, if it was on a clearly legal basis, we would not have much to say. But it is clear that it is not based upon the legal considerations. If you look at his letter, the reasons that he provides, they don't have the legal basis to do that.
Listen tomorrow for more on Safe Family Farming's reaction to the AG's response and what they would like to see happen in the months ahead.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.